and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, that Brian Lesperin's from Fen Valley. If you've not been down there, look it up online, Fen Valley, F-E-N-N, Valley.
It's such a cool spot.
It's really cool. And this is real wine, guys. This is not pop wine from Michigan. This guy is a vintner that is third generation at this farm. And these guys really know how to make wine, and it's like one of Michigan's best kept secrets down there. And we're trying to make it not that way, because you need to get down there and see it. And this tasting things that he's got these couple weekends, and he closed right at the end with this winemaker's dinner. If you want to impress a date, go down there. It's like a 5-course meal. You get 6 different wine pairings, and it is amazing.
Yeah. It's like you kind of feel like you're at a fancy banquet. I mean, it's a and it's not that fancy necessarily, but I mean the food and the presentations and the service. I think of several occasions around the world I've been to that were just, you go, wow, how did I get into this moment? That's one of those places.
Yep, and it's not that expensive, guys. No. Look it up at fenvalley.com.
They try and break even.
Right, yep, and because it's a marketing event for the winery, but you can really benefit from it.
And make sure when you're shopping with any of our sponsors, you let them know that the Grilling Guys sent you there, because these people need to understand that their sponsorship in this show is paying them dividends.
Yep, and we appreciate them, and we hope you do too.
So we're talking about getting rid of food out of the freezer, and I'll go over it one more time. Chicken is notorious for freezer burn, and that's because everybody buys these styrofoam packages with the thin plastic over the top, Cryovac'd, and they throw it in the freezer. And that stuff is always freezer burnt. Even if you have a frost-free freezer,
right. That
stuff is going to be freezer burnt. And it has to do with the way the moisture wants to cycle on and off that protein as it freezes. So take that stuff out of the package. Buy those Ziploc freezer bags. There's a reason they're called freezer bag. It's thicker. Buy those. Squeeze all the air out. Label them and put a date. Put a date on that bag.
Yep.
So let's say you pull out some steaks or some piece of meat and it's got that freezer burn. Well, number one, you know the flavor is going to be affected.
Yep.
So first of all, when you see that lighter piece of protein there, get your favorite fillet knife or whatever your shaving kind of knife is, maybe a serrated or
a sharp one,
bread
definitely
knife.
Definitely sharp.
And hold that thing on a plane and just kind of skim that piece off of there, and you'll see right below it a certain depth, it just goes away. So you can get rid of it that way. But let's say it's steaks. I don't want steaks that taste like the spaghetti I froze next to it or whatever it tends to absorb. So what I'm going to do with that steak, and I rarely do this, but what I'm going to do with that one is I'm going to marinate it. And I'm going to find something that my bride loves or my family loves or my guests coming over, or let's say they're Greek. I'm going to pull out Charlie Jabor's shish kebab marinade because it's my go-to anyway. And I'm going to marinate that steak in that, and at least for a couple hours on the countertop before I grill it, because I want to add a profile to it that's going to mask whatever that funky thing is that's coming into it.
Yeah, and part of that, with that freezer burn, the reason it burns is it dries out before it freezes. And then when it freezes, with that dry surface on there, you want to marinate it. Get some moisture back in there, and it'll mask, if you didn't get all the freezer burn off, it'll mask some of that and make it much more palatable than if you just put salt and pepper on it.
And that's that moisture transfer I was talking about, and you're exactly right, Jeff.
Yep.
Again.
So it's both times in this year.
So another way you can do these meats is, let's say you have a nice big cast iron Dutch oven or something you want to put on your grill.
What's that?
You want to put it on your grill. Like my Cajun grill has a spot for it.
Right.
It sits right down in it.
My stove does now too.
Yeah. So you can do it inside if you're if so inclined. Not everybody has, a bunch of grills. But you can literally put a piece of cast out on your grill or in your kitchen, and you can saute that meat, and there you can infuse with your profiles whatever direction you want to take that meat in.
And I might make one other suggestion. It's more of a winter dish, and we're kind of coming out of winter, but stroganoff You can
just add it.
Yeah, you
love it.
Right, you can dice up those steaks into pieces and put it into a stroganoff, and it'll taste perfect because the stroganoff has a sauce and the.
Well, you might have some chuck roast in your freezer.
There you go. Yep, exactly.
And if you're like me, I have my butcher cut them for 2-inch.
Yep.
So if you're going to do that with stroganoff, I'm going to tell you that you're going to want to cut all the fat off of that thing, believe it or not, and you're going to want to cut it into the muscle groups and then turn it sideways and cut those in half down it so you end up with a nice 1-inch piece. Why, you say? Because I don't want a 2-inch strand of protein in any dish I'm serving.
Right.
It's going to break up and get very
Chuck
tender.
Will. Yeah. Yep.
And I want that to be a nice little bite-sized piece, not stringy.
Yeah.
That looks like, I don't know.
Well, it's hard to eat too, honestly, you know, but it's those are a couple things that you can do with this freezer meat. The other day, I grabbed some shrimp out of the freezer, and it was a big bag of them that I had purchased, and it was about half the bag left. And it just has that little zip seal on the top of the bag. Well, it didn't get quite sealed, so there was freezer burn on the shrimp. When you thawed them out and put them in a pan of water,
you could see it.
Well, yeah, there was like a white rim on the edge of those.
Yep.
That was freezer burn, right? So I'm like, well, those aren't shrimp cocktail shrimp anymore. So what I did is I took a beef tallow and put quite a little bit of it in a pan, and then I threw some garlic in there, and then I sauteed them on a really hot skillet. They were only in there for maybe 30, 45 seconds, and I'm just sauteing them in this beef tallow. But that tallow is oily, right? I mean, it's beef fat is what it is. So it took that.
Disappeared.
It disappeared. That's exactly right.
Did you hit them with a little touch of lemon and sea salt when you were done?
When they were done.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
God, I'm hungry.
It was amazing. But that happens a lot. I think that people have shrimp. They get a bag. And obviously, they were raw ones. They weren't cooked. That's all I'll buy because I want to cook my own when I want to eat them. But this one, these were frozen, and they got freezer burn. So just a little tip there. Not everybody's got beef tallow. You could do that with whole butter. Don't use margarine, but if you've got real butter, that'd turn out as well.
If you're fortunate, you can have a friend like Jop, because we had T. Good on the show last week, and he talked about a special barbecue sauce that you can get in Lafayette.
Jack Miller.
And Jop went and bought some, so when we met in the parking lot on the way in this morning, he gave me my wood container back. Thank you. And
you gave me the wood.
And so. A little bag of some of that. I can't wait to get home this
You'll love
morning.
It. You'll love it. I tried it. That was T-Gid. If you're listening, T-Gid, thanks for the tip. But I got to tell you one more thing. This is how the grilling guys roll. I got the package in the mail. Each bottle is individually wrapped so they didn't get broken, but there was a handwritten note to me from the owner.
Wow.
Said, hey, man, I appreciate you supporting our business. I sent you a couple extra bottles just to say thanks.
Oh, T-Gid must have called him.
Right. Well, yeah, somehow. But
yeah.
But anyway, at the end of the day, he sent recipes. He sent a whole page of recipes.
Man. If you ever get a chance, you got to go to Lafayette, Louisiana, and visit some of the eateries. And, of course, the Percy Guidry Company. Go buy yourself a Cajun grill. And meet with T-Gid or his brother Greg. And they'll take you to the old time village market, and you can get yourself a po' boy. Yeah. And that area, you don't have to go to New Orleans to get good Cajun. You'll actually be served a little better if you stay out of New Orleans.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, I just had to. Once you mentioned that, is the box came in the mail, everything arrived perfectly. But I open it up, and there's a handwritten note, and it's the grandson of their
really?
Founder is running
well,
the company
I
now.
Bet you Keith, I bet you T-Gid's had him on Grilling with the Gurus.
Yeah, right.
And that's a great TV show down there.
Yeah.
And, of course, our man T-Gid does that show every week with his partner, who's just hysterical. But that's good Cajun food. We love food. We love trying to share these things with you. Thank you so much. If you listen to us on podcast, if you're streaming, if you're on WBRN in Big Rapids, or if you're on WJIM in Lansing, and of course, the Jethro Nation,
right.
We sure love you for taking time.
I forgot one thing, and this is your bonus for listening right to the end, is that our friends at ThermoPen have sent us ThermoPens to give away to our listeners. Go on the grillingguys.com, register for a ThermoPen because we're going to be giving one of those away here in the next couple weeks. It's in hand. The site is up. So we'd really like to give one to you, but you got to register. Promise we won't bomb you with information.
Tell them how they do that.
Well, they go to thegrillingguys.com, and you'll see register for the contest right on the page.
Right on the main page.
Yep.
But, wonderful.
But you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya.